Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Russ Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. If there was ever a doubt before, that doubt has been totally removed. The NCAA is a multi-billion dollar business without any honor whatsoever, and I mean zero. And two men proved it big time this past week. Brian Kelly and Lincoln Riley. Both men complete disgraces. So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. And folks, when I say complete disgraces, you've heard me talk about the NCAA here several times before, whether it's basketball, football, whether it's kids having a right to make money, likeness, and all that business. But what happened this past week with Brian Kelly, the head coach at Notre Dame, okay, leaving to go to LSU, Louisiana State University, and Lincoln Riley, head coach of Oklahoma, heading out to California, to LA, to coach USC, University of Southern California. Look, I am a capitalist as much as anyone else. I want you to make as much money, folks, as you can. I'm all for anybody making as much money as they can, as long as they do it legally. You should also do it with some honor. And I know in big business, there's a lot of dishonor. But in the NCAA, National Collegiate Athletics Association, you hear all this talk. You've heard me say it time and time and time again ad nauseum about how coaches talk about the student athletes, the student athlete this, the student athlete that. And I always said in the past, most of these coaches don't give a shit about the student athlete. They don't care about the kids' marks. All they care about is winning. And in fairness, you know what? Probably that's all they should care about is winning, because that's what they're paid to do, is win. And if they don't win, they lose their jobs. The hypocrisy that I always say about the National Collegiate Athletic Association, this proud business, this NCAA, whatever the hell you want to call it, should change maybe the name to Nationally Corrupt Association Without Any Honor. But really, when you think about it, they constant talk, and you know, when they have these big games and the tournaments on, whether it be the NCAA basketball tournament or these bowl games, you see all these schools pushing up. They give you stories about the academics and the wonderful student athletes. It's all a bunch of crap. It's a multi-billion dollar business. That's what it is. And no, don't let any coach tell you anything else. Brian Kelly. Now, a man is entitled to go get another job. But Brian Kelly, with Notre Dame, I mean, really, folks, there's hard to get a bigger, glossier position in college football than Notre Dame. Whether they're the winningest or not, it's Notre Dame, okay? With his team still at the point, still vying for a at that juncture was to be in the playoff picture, and it's certainly still going to a bowl game regardless, Brian Kelly announces that he's leaving Notre Dame to take the head coaching job at LSU for a 10-year contract worth in excess of $95 million. That's in excess of $9.5 million a year. Okay? That's what he did. I'll get to Lincoln Riley in a little bit, but that's what he did. Now, you know, there's one thing if you're doing something at the end of a season. The season is over. It's all done with. You are done with. There is no games. But obviously, this skullduggery was going on while the season was going on for Notre Dame. You know, you hear coaches saying all the time, you got to focus. You got to keep your head in the game. And he's negotiating while the season is going on. He's negotiating with LSU. And folks, I'm not talking about a guy who's the head coach of the Little Sisters of the Poor. I'm not a guy who's talking about the head coach of Yeshiva University. I'm talking about the guy who's the head coach of Notre Dame, who was making big money. I don't have the exact numbers, in excess of $5 million a year. Think about the numbers I'm talking about. $5 million, $9.5 million, ba-da-beep, ba-da-bop, ba-da-boop. It never ends. I'm not begrudging anybody for trying to better themselves. But you are bettering. You recruited people, players, to your university. You recruited your players to come play for you. And that's what you do? You negotiate and walk out really before, not really, actually before the season is over. Done. Notre Dame still has game to play. What are we talking about here? And don't give me some shit that it's an offer I couldn't refuse. The guy's 60 years old. We as grown-ups are supposed to teach people, young people, about honor and character and integrity. What does that tell kids? What does that tell the young man playing for the school? Because you know what? Now, you've heard me time and time again. I said it before here today. You've heard me time and time again say how athletes deserve to be paid. Now more so than ever. Now more so than ever. And this proves it. Why should an athlete give his shit any more than a head coach? How about that, huh? And let me tell you something else. You know, when a guy leaves, he doesn't just leave on his own, by himself. He takes members of his coaching staff with him because they want to go with him. So what does this do? What does this tell the public? What does this tell students? What does this tell a mom and dad? Guy's going to come into my... Hey, let's say, okay, now he's going to be at LSU, Brian Kelly. And I'm sitting home and I got little boy Russ Jr. sitting in my living room with me and my wife. And Brian Kelly comes in and he's going to talk about the commitment he's going to make to my son. And I'm going to say, well, let me ask you a question, coach. Is it the same kind of commitment you're going to make to my boy, little Russ, that you were making to those kids you recruited at Notre Dame? Tell me about that. me about commitment and honor and dignity. And then you get Lincoln Riley. Lincoln, speaking of LSU, Lincoln Riley, head coach of Oklahoma. All right? Head coach of Oklahoma, young man, 38 years old. Now, Oklahoma, you want to talk about, you know, in Oklahoma, there's faith, family, football, and that's it. And when I say faith, family, football, I'm talking about Oklahoma, OU football. All right? So after Oklahoma lost, it was it last Saturday night? Yeah. Oklahoma State lost, Oklahoma lost to Oklahoma State 37-33. There was speculation that Lincoln Riley was going to leave Oklahoma and go become the head coach of LSU. I quote Lincoln Riley after the loss to Oklahoma State, "I am not going to be the next head coach at LSU." You hear me, folks? Once again, Lincoln Riley, I quote, "I am not going to be the next head coach at LSU." Lincoln Riley also went on to say this, I quote, "All of us are trying to make this program better. And so you don't do that without working together and conversing with each other. So of course we're going to continue to do that. We work well together and we're going to keep working well together." Yeah, we're going to keep working well together. And then he announces this past week that he's going to take the head coaching job at USC, University of Southern California. Now get this, he's also taking coaches with him. But get this, the Oklahoma cornerbacks coach, okay? The Oklahoma cornerbacks coach, while he was at Oklahoma, still coaching Oklahoma, contacted a five-star recruit, high school recruit, on behalf of the University of Southern California. Talk about no honor. Talk about no dignity. Talk about skullduggery. Talk about bullshit. Talk about corruptness. It's absolutely disgraceful. It is absolutely sickening. It's the most disgraceful thing I have ever heard in my life. And again, folks, I am all for any and everybody making as much money as they can. Everybody. But what happened to honor? What the hell have we been taught? It's disgraceful. It really is disgraceful. It sickens me. I don't know how any of these men could look a parent in the face, can look a young man in the face, and how the parent or the young man is supposed to believe any one of these men. And don't tell me it's all about education. College athletics has nothing to do with education. These kids are on scholarship, these athletes, they're not on scholarship. They're not given the scholarship to get an education. They're given a scholarship to win. So, as you've heard me say many times before on many other podcasts, these kids deserve to be paid, get as much as they can. Because the coaches are. But then you have some, I'll say it, asshole politicians. Here's what Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat out of Connecticut, had to say. You know, it's already, this just feeds into critics. And you hear me loud and clear now criticizing the NCAA, but this is what this clown, this politician says. Professional-level payouts for college coaches are only possible because colleges and the NCAA illegally collude to directly restrict compensation for the mostly black athletes so that the mostly white coaches and industry executives get to keep all the profits for themselves. That's shameful, says Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut. Hey, you dumbass, what the hell does this have to do with black and white? Why make this a racial situation? Why make this a racial argument? Yeah, there are black athletes. Yeah, there are white athletes. Yeah, there are white head coaches. Yeah, there are black head coaches. But again, and you always hear me say this, keep the politicians out of sports. And, you know, in this world that we live in with the liberal mindset, and I'm not knocking anybody for being a liberal. I'm knocking this. I don't care if you're liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, what have you, left or right. When you start making an issue out of something that's not an issue, you're a fraud. So bums like Chris Murphy, senator from Connecticut, ought to keep his dumbass mouth shut. This is not a black-white issue. Yeah, there are black athletes. Yeah, there are white athletes. And as I said, white head coaches, black head coaches. Plenty of black head coaches in the NCAA, whether it's football or basketball, making big-time money. So shut your damn mouth. Don't make an issue. Leave it to people just to attack what needs to be attacked. The unscrupulous characters that are in this business. It's disgusting. It turns my stomach. It's an absolute, utter disgrace in every way, shape, and form. Let Brian Kelly, let Lincoln Riley be an example to every young man and woman out there. I hope every young woman and man out there listening, working in school, whatever, let this be an example. Go make as much money as you can. But you know what? Do it with some dignity. Do it with some honor and do it without screwing people. Screwing people that you made commitments to. You know, in the Russ Salzburg little world, I'm very blessed. I've had a very nice career. I've had plenty of contracts, television and radio. And you know what? I never thought about breaking a contract. Never did. Because to me, a contract is a contract. It's a binding agreement. But I guess in a world of big business, it doesn't mean shit. Just an absolute disgrace. The NCAA looks like a bunch of horses' asses. Bunch of horses' asses. And I don't know how that image gets repaired. Because now you're going to get into the playoffs, and this is what they have to deal with. This is what they have to deal with. And man, let me tell you, if I'm going to watch any more bullcrap about the student athlete this and the student athlete that, and how I care and I love this school, it's all bullcrap. All bullcrap. I hope LSU, I hope USC. Never win another game. You know what? I shouldn't say that. I hope they never win another game as long as the Lincoln Rileys and the Brian Kellys are their head coaches. As far as I'm concerned, they're not head coaches. They're the school's head bums. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's Get a Load of This. Now I'd like to get a load of all of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. As always, you can do it on Twitter at Russ Salzburg. You can do it on Facebook. You can always check out my website at russsalzburg.com. Big time thank yous, as always, to my home here at Bleav.com. Because you've heard me say it many a time. Believe is the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, gotta thank you, the people out there, because without you, the people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to all of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Folks, have yourselves a great week.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.